Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Wadrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Wadrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Wadrina Show starts now.
Hello, good afternoon. Hello, everyone. How are you doing? So glad that you're listening. So glad that you're joining us. Again, we're so glad to have you here. I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrina Layton.
And you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we talk about infidelity in marriage and why the good ones.
And that's in quotations. Good ones is in quotations.
Step out and cheat in their marriage. You want to listen to this one? Tell me.
We're looking forward to having an enjoyable conversation around walking out the journey of love, life, and just fulfilling purpose. Every Wednesday, right here on the Transformation Talk Radio at 3 p.m. We will have
Eastern time.
Thank you, sir. We will have practical tips, new insights and perspectives, along with life and relationship tips that will help you to improve your relationships, communicate better, walk in forgiveness, and just simply love better.
Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to talk about infidelity and share with our personal stories of infidelity in our marriage.
Yes.
Do you know that infidelity is one of the main reasons that trust is broken in the marriage, or which the marriage itself is destroyed? Mm-hmm. Some people have gone so far as to say, because you have a good, God-fearing spouse, you won't have to worry about them cheating on you.
Yes, they say that. You know, some people say that, but it's like the question that we would have to ask everybody is, what is the definition of a good, trusting, and loyal spouse? Like, how do you define it?
But hold on. Before we get into all this, we need to do some fun facts, because this is heavy today. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the topics that I know.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to make this heavy. We really want to make this light, but we really want to make it educational, understanding, mm-hmm. because this is a real topic. This is something that's dear to our hearts. But before we really get in that, let's just kind of scale it back a little bit and let's talk about a fun fact.
All right.
So when you think about, here it is getting close to the holidays, it's close to Thanksgiving. What is one of your favorite dishes that you love to do that your family really loves?
Oh, well, you know, my family really loves my dressing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. They love her dressing. I'm telling you, my son will be like, whatever you do, mama, we got to have some dressing for Thanksgiving. Yeah. We got to have it for Christmas.
Yep.
So, and for me, for you all who don't know, I'm more of the breakfast type person. But when it comes to Thanksgiving, I really can make some candy yam. I'm going to just tell you straight up. My candy yam should be sold at restaurants. I'm just saying.
What about your pies, though?
Oh, man, God. Now, you brought that up. My sweet potato pies. I just want to tell y'all. My sweet potato pies, the reason why I get to brag, because I've had a celebrity chef tell me, Martez, this pie is delicious. So I'm just telling you, sweet potato pies, candy yam, I got you. But I'm going to have to charge you if you want some. Now I'm just telling you, that's real. So Coach Martez got it with them candy yams and sweet potato pies.
Yes, you do. You really do. It's really good. All right. So, you know, that's the little light note here. So now, you know, we're going to get back into our topic of today, which is really a good topic.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I was saying, you know, because many people are affected by this, but a lot of people don't like to talk about it. But we need to talk about it because it can be prevented. So, you know, like I said earlier, but what's the question? You know, what is the definition of a good, trusting, and loyal spouse? You know, the title of our show is, you know, what causes the good ones to step out? So what causes that good person with a good heart who loves their family to break their trust and have an affair? So, you know, so we want to just talk about that. We want to get into that. And, you know, we're going to share, for those who don't know us, our personal story of infidelity in our relationship. But we're going to get to that. But first, you know, we want to just talk about this quote. I like to say, good ones, unquote, end the quote. Because, you know, I don't want, you know, I know that that's not, that's like a falsehood, the good ones. But, you know, that's since that's the term that's used.
You know, I've heard even, you know, with the premarital couples that we work with, the ones that we have that's doing premarital counseling, you know, be like, yeah, you know, I really got me a good one. You know, this is a good one. You know, and I know this is the beginning of the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like with you and I. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at you like, man, I got me a good one.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
me
she's a good, she's one of the good ones. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But in actuality, what does that really mean? So, right. So what does Webster say about it?
Okay, so Webster says good. So I had to look up these definitions because, you know, I just like defined it, you know, this good ones term. So Webster defines good as a favorable character, you know, of favorable character or tendency.
Okay.
And then it defines trust is belief that someone or something is reliable, good, honest, effective, et cetera.
Okay.
And then loyal is defined as faithful to a private person to whom faithfulness is due.
I love that. Yes. Now just think about that. And so what I would want you to do is just even ask yourself right now, you know, when you think about a good one, you know, just ask yourself, what would you say is a good one? What would you say is one of the good ones? And even how do you define yourself? Are you really one of the good ones? You know, and then this is good because I like how it says, you know, defines good as a favorable character or tendency or belief that someone or something is reliable or good. Because most of the time, when all of us are standing there, whether it's in front of a pastor and sort of a, in front of a judge, we're always looking at each other with those forever loving eyes. It's like all of y'all know, if you just said I do to anybody, when you said I do, your eyes, you had the forever loving eyes. Right. It's like, I'm going to forever love you because you are faithful, you are loving, and you are good.
And that doesn't mean that's not who you are at your core.
That's what we want to talk about.
Yeah, you can be like, I'm a good person.
That's for real.
I believe I'm a good person. You're a good person. So, you know, we're good. We're good people. But just because you're a good one doesn't mean you're not human.
Okay.
We fail. Okay. We all make mistakes.
Okay. So that's what we really want to talk about. And why we're saying the good ones, because of the fact that, again, good doesn't mean forever perfect. All right, so let me say that again. I want to make sure you all get this. Good doesn't mean forever perfect. Good doesn't mean forever honest. Good doesn't mean forever truthful. There are going to be times on this journey that we call marriage, you may end up breaking your promise. But now what happens? But that doesn't mean you're not good. Right. And so this is something I tell everybody, especially all the Bible scholars, you know, hallelujah. You know, everybody who loves Jesus, everybody who calls on him. And I'm a God, Jesus man myself. But I just want to say this now. If you look into the scriptures, the Holy Bible that we read on a Sunday, Wednesday, however you read yours on a daily basis, like I do on a daily basis, then I want to ask you, who did God say was a man after his own heart? If you don't know, I'm going to tell you. He said David. He said, David is a man after my own heart. If you don't believe me, look it up in the scripture. Just try to find it. Now, this is what David did. David was a murderer and he committed adultery. But to God, God said he's a man after my own heart. So let me ask you this question. Is David a good man? Was David a good man? God definitely said he was a good man, but he killed a man and he actually slept with another man's wife. So what I'm just saying to you, when we talk about good, we need to understand what good really means.
Yeah.
Because good is more than being perfect.
Yeah.
Good is being more than, you would never lie to me. You would never, man, stop putting all them false expectations on people. Come telling you, they lying to you.
Yeah.
I just straight up telling you, it's like I tell everybody, I don't care who you are. I don't care what couple it is. If this couple has a relationship with God and they've been together for a minimum 15, because 20 years, any couple that's been married for 20 years, they've crossed the line to say they have been through something, whether they can share it with you or not.
That's true. I'm just telling you straight up.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
I don't care how holy you are. I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care how white your dress is on Sunday. I don't care about none of that. I'm going to just tell you real talk. You've been married for 20 years. Mm-hmm. You've been through something.
Yep, exactly.
You've been through something.
And you heard a passion. Martez is passionate about this. He's passionate. It's like you hear that passion in his voice. But, you know, when we talk about what causes the good ones, you know, to step out, you know, we have to talk about, you know, well, like we said, that's quote unquote, because we, you know, you're good at your heart, but life happens. So things happen that causes you to act out of your core of who you are, you know, to act out of your, you know, you'll say, oh, that's not the person that I knew. Well, you don't know what they've been through.
Right.
So, you know, we have to consider relationship DNA. You know, what we found out in our studies is if your parents had infidelity in their relationship, then more than likely
it was a 90% chance that you're going to have infidelity if one of your parents actually committed infidelity.
And so therefore, if you don't know this going into your relationship, then you're not aware of the boundaries and the preventative measures that you need to take to make sure that that doesn't happen in your relationship, because you just need to put certain pieces of accountability in place to hold yourself accountable. So that way, when those temptations comes, or when you know, because you never know, you can never say, you know, that could never happen to me, because you never know what you may be experiencing in your relationship that may cause you to be at a vulnerable point.
That's so true.
You know,
all of us can become broken at different times.
At different times.
Look at COVID and how COVID really transitioned a lot of people's relationships when their relationships was in a good space, a healthy space. And then all of a sudden, boom, here comes COVID. Here comes a different stressor.
Yes.
Here comes a different challenge that you've had to face with. And then if the other person doesn't know how to meet you emotionally where you are, you can get into a broken place. You can get into feeling rejected or overlooked. And then those feelings can cause you to go somewhere emotionally you never thought you would go to.
You have to consider hurt, emotional baggage.
But that doesn't mean you're not a good person.
Yeah.
That just means life has happened. So when we go back to what causes the good ones to step out, we want to let you know this is something that can happen to anybody. Because having that false expectation of what a good one is what also causes a lot of problems in marriage, because you've had a person to set up a false expectation that they can't maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And when they can't maintain that false expectation, they want to start hiding.
That is so true.
You start hiding, now all other things kind of come into the picture. So, but anyway, I know we got to get ready to get ready to go into a break.
Yep.
And it seems like, man, we be able to talk so fast and go so fast. You know, man, because it's like,
it goes by fast. So, you know, but you have been listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show, and we're just going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to finish this discussion and talk more on the topic of infidelity in marriage and why the quote, good ones, unquote, step out and cheat.
Exactly.
So just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
Back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com. Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
What's going on? We back on the Coach Martez and Adrena Lane Show, and I'm Coach Martez. This is my lovely wife.
I'm licensed therapist with Adrena Layton.
And today we're talking about infidelity in marriage and why the good ones step out and cheat.
Yes, and good ones is in quotations. I like to make sure that you know that. But before we continue, we just want to make sure that everyone knows how they can connect with us, you know, on social media. If you want to connect or work with Martez and I, you can visit our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net, and on Facebook, we're Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Martez is at Coach Martez, and I'm at Adrena Layton. Twitter, he's at Coach Martez, and I'm at Adrena Ale. So we have been talking about, you know, what causes the good ones to step out. We say you have to consider, you know, relationship DNA, just hurt that you may be experiencing in your relationship, emotional baggage. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to go back because you said relationship DNA. Mm-hmm. And for those who are not familiar with what relationship DNA is, you may want to Google it, because the same way you could have high blood pressure run through your family, diabetes run through your family, cancer run through your family. Well, when it comes to relationship DNA, mm-hmm. actually infidelity can run through your family. Mm-hmm. So that's when we say understanding what a person's relationship DNA is, because although they're a really good person with a good heart, if they're not aware of what's in them, yeah. because their mother or grandmother or family member hasn't shared that with them about their parents, then in actuality, something can come back on them, but that's what's in their DNA. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you said that.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean that everybody know what relationship DNA is.
And then you said Google, and I'm thinking, no, don't Google, because I don't know if that'll come up, because that's like, we say relationship DNA, mm-hmm. but it really came from doing a relationship genogram.
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah,
that's
if you do a relationship genogram and actually look at the relationships in, you know, in your family, mm-hmm. and look at their arguing styles and, you know, mm-hmm. divorces and just looking at everything, infidelity, that's how you come that up with true. It. So that's how we came up when we did our relationship genogram, mm-hmm. and saw the infidelity on both sides. And then we started doing the research,
yeah.
and we found out, yeah, it's just like cancer and,
yeah.
and diabetes and everything else. If it's in your DNA,
yeah.
you know, it's 90% of the chance it's going to happen, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have to. If you know up front and you mm-hmm. set those boundaries mm-hmm. and put that accountability in place.
Right.
You know.
You're right. And then also, Adrena had said something to me. Well, she said it in the first segment, too. She was like, man, Coach Martez, like, you really got passionate about that. So I want to make sure I haven't offended anybody or anything, but it hurts my heart when I hear people say, how could he do this to me? How could she do this? And I mean, we've been hearing this for years, you know, and, you know, but, you know, how could God allow this to happen? And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to really talk about this, is because people have a misconception of what are the good ones or who are the good ones. You know, just because your husband may have broken your trust, or your spouse may have, your wife may have broken your trust, that doesn't mean they're not a good one. They're not one of the good ones. Because I believe a lot of times people can walk away from their destiny partner because of a distraction like this. But anyway,
yeah.
I just want to say that. So I just want to say, hopefully I didn't, you know, offend anybody, but it hurts me when I hear people say, but she's one of the good ones. He's one of the good ones. You know, your heart is where you are good.
Right.
Your actions that you do may not be good, but what you did, I mean, your heart is good, but your action was not good. So once we forgive and you heal from that, you still are that good person that you fell in love with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, and that is so true because, you know, even with us personally, mm-hmm. you know, when we look at, you know, our relationships and when we at different points in our relationship, when we both, what we would say, stepped out on our marriage, you know, for me, you know, and both of us, as far as our reasons, it's different.
It is.
You know, it's different. For me, you know, I was at a point in our relationship where I was very broken, emotionally broke. I felt very, you know, emotionally disconnected from Martez. I felt devalued. I felt underappreciated. You know, he wasn't listening to me. It's like I was just the mother of his kids. You know, that's how I felt. You know, I didn't feel like an equal, like, you know, in a relationship, how it should be. You know, so for me, I was at such a place of brokenness in my relationship that I was really ready to throw in the towel and leave.
But let me just bring this up, though, because, you know, and that is true. I did. I tell all clients that we work with for the first 16 years of our marriage. And I say, for your listening for the first time, hearing me say this, I was not a good husband. I was a great dad, but I was a poor husband.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, not getting into the justifications of I didn't have a dad, I didn't see marriage, all that really doesn't matter. I just wasn't a good husband to my wife. So all of these things she's saying, she's absolutely correct. But I wanted to bring, go ahead.
But I was saying, but the good thing about it is, you know, after we went through all of that, but Martez actually acknowledge that, oh wow, you know, I realized that, you know, I haven't been that good, you know, and he actually changed. See, a lot of times men, you know, don't want to change, or the spouse doesn't want to, it's kind of hard for them to change, but it's being able to accept that that you have made those mistakes and be willing to make those changes.
Right, that's very important. But I just wanted to go back to the point of, even with this brokenness, and although I was doing all of those things, I had a strong relationship with God, just like I do now.
And you had
a very strong. So let me say this.
Yeah.
We were both prayers.
Yeah.
Prayers. I mean, we were people that was very spiritual when it came to praying, and fasting, and reading our Bible.
That is so true.
All of this was going on while the brokenness was happening.
Exactly.
All of this was going on from a spiritual standpoint, that I was still not being that good husband.
That is so
true. That's what I'm saying. Just because you're trying to drag somebody to church, make sure they go to Bible study, make sure they do this, it's more important that you actually understand what's going on inside of their heart instead of just trying to see externally what they're doing. But that's anything. But anyway, what I'm just saying, I wanted people to know also with your brokenness, that was a close bond with God.
Because
somebody holler and say, yeah, you just really probably need to be praying more, reading your Bible. No, you were doing it.
I
just wanted to make sure that was
Oh, yeah, I was doing all of that. I was praying, reading my Bible.
And so was I.
Yeah, I was doing all of that because for me, I was in so much of an emotional turmoil. I was praying, Lord, help me. Like, help me to understand where I am.
Right. And so this is one of those things when we say why the good ones step out is because, again, you can find yourself where you put things before your spouse. And also when I say things, I know people say God first. Well, you don't want to have God to a place in your life. And I tell you, God don't want this either, where you are so close to God, but you're not even close and loving and talking to your spouse. You are loving God in your worship, loving God in praise and doing all of these things. But then with the person who sleeps with you, the person who builds with you, you know, you're not respecting, value, appreciating and pleasing and pleasuring them. So that's another reason why the good ones have to step out, because you don't want to please them. Mm-hmm. You don't want to pleasure them.
Yeah.
You don't want to value, because that's where we were
going, babe. And I ain't going to say, because you know when you say have to, like you don't have to, but that's one of those things that causes them to end up, you know, vulnerable state.
Exactly.
That's how what I would want to say, because like it's not like I intentionally did it.
That's true.
It's not like you intentionally
did it.
Basically, it's one of those things that when you're going through in your relationship, and if you find yourself, you know, backing away from, you know, it's like, oh, he get on my nerves or she get on my nerves. You frustrated and you dealing with all of this. You find yourself backing away from them and you backing into betrayal, because they say, you know, you backing away. And then that person at work or anybody could just have start a friendship. Y'all just conversating and one thing just it just snowballs.
So again, as what you were saying, babe, why you are backing up or backing away from your spouse, there's always somebody who wants you to back up in their arms.
Yeah.
And I also want you to understand this. If you are backing up from your spouse or the person you're in a relationship with, just know there is somebody else whose arms are open for them to back into.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's just something I just want to just talk about that. You know, that's real.
No, that's
real. How that happens.
That's how it happens. It can just, it just happens, you know, without you even realizing that it's happening. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was just what, did you have any?
Well, I mean, you know, that's good, you know, because again, like with you, with you saying that, you know, you was in a broken place. You was feeling devalued and those were the things. But for you, how did the connection start? You know, how did the connection start when you stepped out into marriage? How did it start?
It started as a friendship.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's how all of them, well, I ain't gonna say all of them, but that's the way it happens. It's like you have somebody that you're thinking, okay, they're just a friend, you know, we're just gonna talk, you know, catch up, do some, you know, and that's how it happens.
Right.
A friendship, next thing you know, you confiding in that person because you're not happy and emotionally connected
to
your spouse.
To you.
Right. Yeah, your spouse, y'all not emotionally connected.
You go in your room, I go in mine,
so
you go downstairs.
You have this other person. I had this other person that was willing, that was listening to me, you know, valuing me, giving me everything that my husband wasn't giving me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up drawing towards him instead of my husband. And so,
and again, that's something very important to remember what you said. It starts as a friendship, but it's also because of the lack of attention, the lack of affection, the lack of understanding, the lack of priority that you wasn't getting from the person you love.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So again, when you think about that, if you are in a relationship and you know that appreciation, understanding, priority, and affection is lacking in your relationship, and you are married to a good one, to a good God-fearing one, you need to really ask yourself, what is this lack? Where is it pushing them? Where is it taking them?
Mm-hmm.
Because that, again, is how the good ones end up being pushed into somebody else's own.
And that is so true.
That's real talk.
That is so true.
That's real talk.
And so we need to take a quick break.
We got to get those sponsors open. You know what I'm saying? So that way somebody.
Yeah, because that's this. Yeah. So, you know, I'm licensed therapist with Drina Layton.
I'm Coach Martez.
And you have been listening to the Coach Martez and Drina Layton show. When we come back, we will continue this discussion on infidelity in marriage, because this is a good topic. It's one of those things. It's thick. It's tough, but it's good.
Oh, no, it's good.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not jamming that music right there.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Everyday Living in Peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
We are back on the Coach Martinez and Wadrina Lane show. We've been discussing infidelity in marriage and what causes some people, as well what some people would call the good ones, to step out and cheat, in which we know, oh, we good ones. You know, actually, I just want to say that. I remember I even asked a good friend of mine, I said, you know, when you think about me, you know, what are some of the words that come to your mind? Uh-huh. He was like, yeah, Coach, yeah, you know, good, you know, husband, faithful, man of God, man of faith. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I say, see how all these good words are coming mm-hmm. out of you about me, mm-hmm. but think about what I did. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, think about what I did. So I just, again, mm-hmm. we talk about the good ones, because in actuality, all of us have the good inside of us. Mm-hmm. And so just because you step out of your marriage, that doesn't make you a bad one. That doesn't make you something that now you have to walk around in shame for the rest of your life mm-hmm. because you messed up.
Yeah.
So that's real talk.
Yeah. And so, you know, before the break, we talked about, you know, I shared, you know, my personal experience and the emotional brokenness that I was dealing with at the time that caused me mm-hmm. to become vulnerable and step out in my marriage. And so now, you know, we're going to talk about Martinez.
But before we come over here to me right quick, no, I just really want to kind of paint the picture a little bit more. We talk about the good ones.
Go back to last week. Y'all know we got to paint pictures because, you know, Martinez want to make you sure know, you understand.
I want to make sure you get it. You know what I'm saying? So here we talk about this good one. You know, this good one here, you know, my wife, when I met her back in 1989, she was the one that would wear a sweater that would literally cover up her backside, because she was just like, yeah, you know, being shy, you know what I'm saying? And these type of things, you know, with my wife and I, we got married at 20 years old. Both of us had a heart for God, a heart for ministry. So here we have been in ministry, you know, my wife, you know, over children's ministry, served in different things, just mm-hmm. really doing good things in church, just a really family-oriented woman. So what I'm saying, when people looked at us, you looked at this young couple loves God. They love their family. So that's what I mean by when I say the good ones, it's like the one that you would think would never do that. Yeah. So I just really want you to know, you know, in my mind, it was like, my wife can't cheat. It ain't even a part of her nature. It ain't even something that's She can't do that. That's what I just want to say as far as that was. And, you know, sometimes it's like good, but I mean good.
Yeah. And you, and like I always say never, because you never know what a person may go through.
That's so true.
And, you know, you never mm-hmm. know what you may go through that may trigger stuff in you.
That's
and
true.
Cause stuff to happen. Right. So I thank you for painting that picture of the good wife and woman that I am.
Hey, all right. You don't believe that. You don't believe that.
You know, so, you know, when my affair happened, it was, you know, it was 16 years into our marriage.
2007.
Yeah. And so Martinez, You know, he had stepped out in our relationship, but he had stepped out early on in our
back in 1994.
So, you know, when we talk about what causes, what caused you to step out? What was going on with you at that time?
Thank you so much for asking, because I actually love to share.
Oh, I know you do.
So honestly, one of the things I really like to tell people, again, when I say, you know, the good ones, you know, honestly, for me, oftentimes tell people, I failed at a time when I actually was wearing a S on my chest. And it wasn't like Superman or anything like that. Honestly, I was just at a place where I felt like I was super saved. You know, I had started in the ministry young and different things. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I had so much confidence that I would be like, I can't cheat. I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to let anyone try to tempt me to mess up my family. And plus, I grew up without a dad. I grew up without a father in the home. So for me, I knew the reason why my mom left my dad. And I was just like, that's not going to be me. Mm-hmm. And so for me, you know, like I said, here I am reading and studying. And I was overseas by myself, but still I felt like I can't fall. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things God had to do to me, he had to humble me and he had to let me know at any given time, you are able to fall and you can't keep yourself because, you know, you're so high.
Mm-hmm. You had so much confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the things with me, because I just felt like I'm above temptation. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do this. So by me being like that, my guard, honestly, it really wasn't up, because there was no need for my guard to be up, because it's like, I'm not going to fall. So that's one of the reasons why I failed back in 1994. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you know, people had their different reasons. But for me, it was like, I just could not believe I would give in to the temptation. And
basically when the temptation came, you gave into the temptation because all your confidence was in yourself,
right,
and not in the one you served. Right. You know,
even though I was praying, even though I was reading, I'm like, no, this can't happen. This can't happen. This can't happen. Not happen.
I'm just seeing the differences, you know, most women, you know, and I'm saying most because not all. But most women, you know, if when they step out, it's because of emotional brokenness. It's not feeling valued or appreciated, you know, not being being loved by your spouse. Mm-hmm. But with men, because, you know, they're different. They're more visual. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be an emotional connection for them.
It can be respect.
Yeah.
Even though for me, it wasn't a thing of respect, because my wife was always respecting me. But we're saying, but with most men, it could be a thing of respect. And it also can be, the physical attraction.
Right.
But because of the fact they don't feel respected at home.
Right.
They don't feel like they are honored at home. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not honoring them, then it's like eventually that other person is going to honor them. Mm-hmm. You know, like nowadays, everybody into this thing, oh, my king, oh, my queen, you know, but in actuality, when you go home, it's almost like he your servant or he like one of the peasants, because then you act like you don't want to have nothing to do with him. You don't talk to him. But then you want to, hey, my king, hey, my queen. Well, no, make him king in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Make him king of the castle to where you really honor, really value him. And the same thing with the woman that you're calling your queen.
Right.
And, you know, so when that's not happening, then that's when the good ones could end up having to feel the need to step out.
Yeah.
Or most of the time, and this is another thing we definitely need to say, most of the time when people who are the good ones and who really have a heart for God, they really never intentionally just want to do this.
Yeah.
It's almost like they are deceived into doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you really have a heart for God, you really love your spouse, you don't really want to do it.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're in a trance and it's like, it's just pulling me towards this other person and I don't know how to stop it. That's real. Man, that's real.
Yeah, that's good. So, you know, as we're talking about, you know, infidelity in marriage and the reasons that people step out, you know, another thing to remember is, you know, as far as women, most women are, you know, as far as our emotional needs, most right. women want affection and most men desire sex.
Right.
So when those needs are not being met at home, that opens that door of vulnerability as well.
Right. That's so true.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things like I oftentimes will want to say is, you know, we have to get to a place as couples where we have a desire to please and pleasure the other person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we may want to be pleasure,
but
we may want to be pleased, but you have to ask yourself, but am I willing to please and pleasure my spouse?
Yeah.
You know, and so when that's not there, then you're not getting the affection. And it's like,
and then, and if it's not there, then you're not getting the sex that you desire to receive.
Right.
So it's one of those things too, where we just have to be able to be open and honest and, you know, just really communicate with one another and be truthful about what we desire.
Right.
Because a lot of times if we don't, in relationships, if we don't want to be truthful, then that's going to open, you know, the door too.
And that goes back to like what you said, you know, another reason why the good ones step out is because of the fact, you know, you may not be listening to their desires or they're at a place where there's been so many things said that they can't really even be honest and vulnerable to give you their desire because it's like it's just snuffed. It's just pushed down. It's like, come on, that doesn't matter. I'm not doing that. You know, so you don't even want to entertain their desires. And so then all of a sudden, the more they just continue to feel rejected, rejected, rejected. And then all of a sudden somebody starts listening to their desire, starts listening. And so then that opens that up. But again, that only happens because the person they love, the person who they cherish, the person who they want to build with and grow with has just like found it in themselves to just almost turn them away.
Yeah, that is so true. They're not being validated and appreciated.
Right.
So, you know, this is good, Martez. This is so good. And I just want to say for those listening, you know, to find out more, you know, we is in our book, Bless the Fair, Be Careful What You Curse. Your curse could be your blessing. We wrote a book, you know, about our story of infidelity in our relationship and overcoming infidelity. And, you know, we talked about the tools and everything that we use to help us to heal and get from that place. Because, you know, like I can say, I was definitely, you know, still praying and, you know, because I'm at my core, that's who I am. I'm a woman of God. I'm a woman of faith. So at my core, that's who I am. So I was praying, I'm seeking God, trying to hear and understand. But it was one of those things as I went through my healing process, I realized that really I had some unforgiveness. I had some anger towards God that I had to deal with. And once I dealt with that, then I was able to really heal and get back on the other side of forgiveness. So we talk about that, you know, in our book.
A blessed affair.
You know, be careful what you curse. Your curse could be your blessing because, you know, it is a lot. It's a lot to it, you know.
And I just want to say again, you know, be careful when you say, you know, the good ones, because there is good in all of us. And so just because you make a mistake, just because you fall or you do something that definitely makes you feel ashamed and makes you feel just like I don't deserve to be loved, that's not true. You know what I'm saying? You don't even understand the reasons how you were deceived sometimes to fall into these traps. But I just want you to know, definitely, you know, you can be loved. I mean, we are stronger than we've ever been before from going through these different tests at different times in our relationship. But what has made us who we are today?
Yes. So we got to go a step time for a break again. You know, it's good conversation. This is the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. And when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion, but we're going to talk about the power of purpose and prayer. And then Coach Martez is going to share a confidence builder.
Let's go.
Stay tuned.
Let's go. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads in the middle of a life change? Tune in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is where she will do her best to guide you to your own divine light within. Rosemary is a life coach and loves helping each of you discover the truth and harness your unique gifts. Visit RosemaryD.com to schedule a personalized one-on-one session or complimentary discovery session. Let's light up the world together.
All right. We are back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. We have been discussing infidelity in marriage and just sharing our own personal experiences of infidelity in our marriage and the reasons why we both cheated and, you know, what was going on at that time. And like we said before the break, you can purchase the book, A Blessed Affair. Be careful what you curse. Your curse could be your blessing. To find out more about our story. But, you know, we're going to come, and just talk about the power of purpose and prayer.
And see, and even from when you hear the title of our book, you know, if you go back at our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net, when we were there and featured on the 700 Club, the video that we did there on that show is there. And so our book actually was at the time a message that I thought I was going to be ministering. And the message that God had said to me was, be careful what you curse. Your curse could be your blessing. And so then the title, A Blessed Affair, is because God said to both of us, you know, I'm going to cause you all to be ministers of reconciliation, to heal those that are broken, and to help to restore bonds that have been broken. So that's why we always tell people or couples that we work with, this is not just a job for us. Mm-hmm. This is a mission for us. But again, A Blessed Affair is that the purpose of our marriage, because again, God wanted to use that mess up. God wanted to use that painful situation and circumstance that we went through to cause us to walk into purpose.
Yes.
But again, it was the power of prayer added along with that, that helped us to stay focused.
That's so
because,
true.
You know, you just think about that. I remember at the time, Wadrina had made a statement and she would say, God, why do I have to be a poster child for infidelity? Who wants to walk in front of a church or talk to people about actually cheating on your spouse or your spouse having an affair? Who wants to just share that painful stuff over and over again to encourage and to actually make a difference in the lives of others? But then we had to realize, but this is our purpose.
Yeah.
This is the calling.
Mm-hmm.
So God didn't take us through that test just for us to say we passed it. Now, for some people and many of the clients that we work with, you know, like I tell them, everybody doesn't have the grace or the anointing or the ability to really share that with others. You know, we understand that this is our call.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the purpose and prayer is powerful, because when you understand the person that you're married to, depending on how that affects one another's destiny, you can't walk away from your destiny partner simply because of distraction or something that they've done wrong. You can't leave who God has assigned to you because they hurt you.
Yeah.
So then that's why it takes prayer to come back into alignment, to come back into focus, to understand I have to forgive you because you are assigned to my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You are assigned to where God wants me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing this as a team.
Yeah.
So that's why when we talk about purpose and prayer, it takes both.
Yeah.
You know, it takes
both. It really does. And I just know for me personally, that was one of the things that really kept me moving forward through that painful experience, because it was very painful. But deep down, I knew in my spirit, I knew God was saying to me, that's your husband, that's your destiny partner.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this that you're going through, it's for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's purpose in everything that you go through. So therefore, I kept hearing that and I kept pushing.
Yeah.
And I kept pushing and I was like, okay, I got to keep pushing no matter how I feel. Like I want to leave, I want to give up on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like God was saying no. The Spirit of the Lord was saying, no, you can't.
Yeah.
You have to forgive, because it's not just for you, it's for others.
And that's why we always tell couples, you know, I always ask couples that we work with, with to understand, you know, what do you believe when you said I do to one another? Mm-hmm. What was the purpose of God bringing you together? Because that, you know, with Drina and I, we believe that, you know, God wanted us to do something special from our marriage, even before the infidelity, you know, whether it was in ministry or whatnot, or, you know, we always believed we had something to help others. But then when this test came with the infidelity, we clearly understood this is our assignment. And so, you know, I just want you all to know that are listening, you always want to know, you know, what is the purpose of our marriage? Not if you're going through something, but if you're going through something before the something happened, before the test happened, before the storm happened, you want to go back and be able to ask yourself, what is the purpose of our marriage? And then there's two other things that I say every couple should know. Every couple should know what is the mission of our marriage and what is the message of our marriage. In other words, what is your marriage mission and what is your marriage message? All couples have them, and at different times in your relationship, your mission may be different, your message may be different, but it's still going to be united and it's going to have a purpose that affects other people outside of your household. You know, but again, you know, purpose and the power of prayer, it makes a world of a difference in anything that you're going through, especially if one of the good ones step out of the marriage.
Yes, and you have to keep God at the center, and you just have to make that choice to forgive and move forward. And then, you know, I'm segueing into this because that's how the Married for Life Walk was birthed. You know, the Married for Life Walk that we do annually every year was birthed out of our pain. The holding hands and walking and talking was something that Martez did with me as we were healing from infidelity, you know, just to help me to reconnect with him. That was a tool that we used to just emotionally connect with one another. And we just took walks, holding hands, talking about our purpose, our future, and not focusing on the pain.
Before the pain.
And so we have the Married for Life Walk that we do. That's why I say segue. We do it. Our fifth year is coming up in
April 22nd through 23rd, 2022.
Exactly. Right here in Atlanta. We're going to have the Married for Life Walk and our couples mixer on that Saturday.
We got Team DeVoe joining us as always. Ronnie and Shamar DeVoe. We got others that's going to be with us, joining us, even some other special guests. So it's always just a really special time. Not so much as just focusing on the people, but focusing on the spirit that's upon the walk. Because I say this is a God vision. I always tell everybody, this is not my vision. This is the vision that God gave me, gave us to actually make a difference in the lives of others. So we're so thankful for everyone who joins and comes out to the walk and supports the movement. But I also got to shout out, because I saw Nicole Varnell had sent a message to us. So Nicole, much love to you. Thank you for letting me know to make the post public too, because I be forgetting it every time I share it. But thank you for joining us and listening today. But again, the Married for Life Walk is a special time. People from all over the country come in to share with us. But I'm telling you, your marriage will be blessed. Your relationship will be blessed.
Exactly. You know, that's the purpose of it, to just strengthen the marital bond, strengthen couples, and just remind you and encourage you to never let go of the hand you're holding. We're all going to experience challenges in our relationship, but if we remain committed to God and one another, we can overcome those challenges. So you know what? But then I want to tell people too, you can get the book anywhere books are sold. You know, you just Google it.
Blessed Affair.
Blessed Affair, if you're interested in the book.
And then again, remember Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. This is what we do for a living, not just talk on Transformation Talk Radio, which we love to do. Wednesdays at 3 p.m. But actually, you know, when it comes to professional life and marriage coaching, licensed therapy, you know, couples therapy, together we do couples coaching. So again, it's about making a difference in the lives of others. But we just wanted everybody to know, you know, when you look at why the good ones actually step out of their marriage, understand the DNA, understand life changes, understand transitions and things that happen, understand whether they are broken, understand whether they feel devalued, understand whether or not they feel like you are committed to pleasing and pleasuring them, understand the connection. And just remember, just because they step out doesn't mean they're no longer good. They're not considered a good one. Because in actuality, like I said in the beginning of the show, God called David a man after his own heart. Although David had committed infidelity and also committed murder. So just understand that we all have a good heart. Mm-hmm. It's just that if our heart is broken, we can do sometimes things that really hurts others and honestly mm-hmm. hurts ourselves too. Mm-hmm. Because if you really have a heart for God and you really love your spouse, that's not in your character.
Right. You're not doing it intentional. Yeah. That's why I tell people, you know, that your spouse doesn't intentionally go out to hurt you because we love each other.
Yes.
So we're not going to do things to intentionally hurt one another, but mm-hmm. life happens. And if we don't deal with those things mm-hmm. that are happening in our lives, then mm-hmm. we will make mistakes that, mm-hmm. you know, that we don't intend to make.
Right.
So, yeah. I just want to, because I know we got to get ready to, you know, end the show here. Uh-huh. But if you have any questions, you know, just, you know, send us your questions.
Yeah, yeah.
We would love to answer your questions. I know we had a question, but we'll have to get to that next week.
Exactly.
That came in about the communication, because we talked about improving communication last week.
I remember
but
that.
But we're going to hold this question.
So I apologize for not answering the question on today's show,
yeah.
but I'm definitely going to get to it. And we still want you to submit your questions.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I apologize that I actually didn't get to it. I actually blame Jacob, because if Jacob, that's our producer, Jacob would have said, Martez, you need to make sure you get to that segment. Then we probably would be. So I blame Jacob and Jessica.
Okay, he's joking. But anyway, but we want you all to remember that healthy marriages do not happen by chance. They happen by choice. So just be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback. You know, you just want to make a commitment to accept change without conflict. You're going to hear this from us every week. So if you would like to contact with us, like Martez said earlier, dreambuilderscoaching.net is where we can be reached. And we want to remind you that you have been listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrena Layton show right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Yes.
We will be here every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time,
mm-hmm.
2 p.m.
Central,
mm-hmm. and 12 p.m. Pacific. So mm-hmm. we have had a wonderful time sharing our story today.
We love to connect with you on social media. Mm-hmm. We look forward to reading your comments and other things. And we just really want you to have a wonderful week. And we'll be back here next week, same time, with a new topic and just good conversation to just encourage you, give you a different perspective, help you to increase the love in your marriage. But you always have to accept truth. But we love you. We appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrena Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrena Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrena Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrena, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.